8 kilograms of microalgae known as spirulina are being churned out daily in 8 basins at this broiling greenhouse factory in Azope. Dr. Jean-Claude Bozé is the go-between, the factory and pharmacist.
La spiruline est un produit très intéressant. Certains parlent de produit miracle.
He says some people call spirulina a miracle product, but he says anything that can be explained is not a miracle. Spirulina, which is found in bodies of water throughout Ivory Coast and West Africa, is rich in proteins, minerals, and antioxidants. It formerly was a staple of Aztec meals during that civilization. Today, it can easily be cultivated in greenhouses and transformed into pills, tablets, or its most effective form, powder, in low-tech laboratories like this one in Azope. At nearby pharmacies and others throughout Ivory Coast, locally made spirulina products are becoming more and more popular.
On la conseille en général chez les gens qui sont fatigués.
Pharmacist Yulon Blas says she recommends it to people with low immunity, flu, or malaria. She also recommends it to children who have a weak appetite or vitamin deficiencies. The only problem, she says, is the green color, which can be scary to some. She says a good trick is to get children to swallow the spirulina with mint syrup. A recent study by Italian and Burkinabe scientists in the British-based Nutrition Journal says spirulina is an excellent supplement for the malnourished. It also helps the sick get stronger to follow a course of treatment. Such findings have long been recognized by some scientists and local healers, but the knowledge is only getting widespread usage now. The Azope factory donates a quarter of its production to centers taking care of malnourished children and also to this center for victims of Buruli ulcer. Buruli ulcer is an infectious disease from the same family of bacteria which causes tuberculosis and leprosy. The bacteria suppresses the immune system, destroys skin, and causes severe deformities of limbs.
La preuve d'abord avant que je ne passe.
Sister Jacqueline gives spirulina to all patients at her center.
Oui, vraiment, parce que c'est...
She points to one little boy, Cabrel. She says he arrived at the center, in her words, as skinny as dead can be. She says he gained so much weight now that she stopped giving him the green powder. Yao Nisto has been in this center 8 months, and now he believes he can live again. He says, when I take it, it gives me blood and strength. I see that my cheeks begin to grow and I start eating. He says normally he does not want to eat the rice they give him, but that with spirulina, for some reason, he does. Back at the laboratory in Azope, Lionel Raubelina, the head researcher, says doctors also need to be educated about the benefits of spirulina.
C'est vrai que la spiruline est peu connue. Elle est peu connue parce que la notion de supplément nutritionnel n'est pas encore développée.
He says it's an effective and affordable way to help fight severe disease, even ward it off, especially when people are already weak from other diseases. But he adds, unfortunately, most doctors are not accustomed to anticipate serious sickness or to recommend nutritional supplements. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Abidjan.